Dawn Staley hopes to be flying out of Columbia in a couple of days, but maybe wanted to stay a little closer to home. We talked to Coach about all kinds of things here this afternoon. Always appreciate her time. Dawn, when I was talking to Diana yesterday about setting you up for this afternoon, I figured we'd talk a little bit about getting a one seed that was expected, maybe in Oklahoma City, and then we'd spend a lot of time on the Olympics. But honestly, a lot of things have come to pass since then. Let's first off, A, great to have you on as always. B, you've had to announce some pretty bad news about Elena Coates this morning. So since the one seed announcement, you've been pretty busy with some things you might not have expected, right?
I'm in the inside, so I've known probably a little bit longer than we announced it. We were just trying to give it a little bit of time to see if we can get her out there on the court. But just from wanting her to have a long, fruitful professional career, we didn't want to hurt her chances and her being able to do that. So I think this decision is based on what's best for Elena, her parents, and her future earning power.
Do you guys know at this point in time if she's going to need surgery on that ankle, or will time tell us that?
Well, time will tell us that. We'll just kind of, let it heal up itself and see where that takes us.
Okay. And you think she'll be able to travel with you guys as long as you get out of the games here in Columbia?
Oh, absolutely. She brought us this far. She's not going to want to not experience this. We look forward to having her. She was our biggest cheerleader on the bench when we were in Greenville, and we need her energy. We need her toughness. And although she's not going to make an impact in the game, she certainly will make an impact being on the bench and being around our players, because you can't afford to not have someone that's seasoned and experienced playing in the NCAA tournament like Elena around and sharing all of her experiences with our young players.
And in spite of the fact, Coach, that you're losing one of the best rebounders in the nation, one of the highest field goal percentage shooters in the nation, but you've had the continuity of playing without her. The chemistry is kind of there. Gamecocks have played very well in her absence when they've had to. So it's hard to pick a silver lining from a situation like that, but if there is one, that's got to be it.
It is. Our players, play with, this hanging over their heads for a couple of weeks now. So we've adjusted. We know that if she was able to play, it would have only been bonus. Now that she's not able to play, we can still continue to focus in on the healthy bodies that we have and the chemistry that we formed and the bond that we formed, just knowing that she's not playing, but we're going to play for her. And playing for her, we've been playing some of the best basketball of the season.
Talking to head coach Dawn Staley, USC women, number one seed in the Stockton, California regional. They will open things up Friday here at home against UNC Asheville, and then take on, if they beat the Bulldogs, the winner of Arizona State and Michigan State over at Colonial Life Arena. Ticket information available for you right now at GamecocksOnline.com. Coach, you didn't hold back last night. Genuinely disappointed. You certainly are happy, as your ball club is, with earning your fourth consecutive one seed, a tremendous feat in and of itself. But you are disappointed that for the third time in 4 years, as you mentioned, you've been sent across multiple time zones. I'm curious, you were saying you wanted to find out more, if possible, from the selection committee. Have you this morning been able to get any further guidance from them on why you were chosen to travel more than 2,600 miles should you win your two games at home?
Other than the fluff and the malarkey, no. They don't have any answers besides they didn't want to disrupt two fan bases, which was, moving Baylor to Stockton and us to Oklahoma. That was their reasoning behind it. And if that was the case, then, that should have been discussed beyond. They should have told us we're just playing to go to Stockton. If you get a number one seed, South Carolina, you're going to Stockton regardless of what you do in the regular season. Regardless of what you do in the postseason. Something has to change. It really does have to change, because we play in probably the toughest conference in the country. We do everything that we're supposed to do, win our regular season championship, We win our conference championship. Baylor does not do that as far as their conference championship, and they don't get penalized. So somebody, our commissioner, somebody has to have a stronger voice to protect our conference. It's not just South Carolina. You know, it's a stab at our conference when things like this continue to happen. And the fact that we have the fan base, and we've had it over 3 years, and this is what they preach. You know, we go on our campus, we work in our community to build a strong fan base, but yet we're penalized 3 out of the 4 years. And the times that we aren't penalized, we get to the Final Four and we stay in the same time zone. You know, so something's got to give. I said I wasn't going to discuss this after yesterday, but you asked. I haven't, I've had time to think about it and sleep on it, and I still wake up the same way. You know, knowing that it was a disservice. I'm highly disappointed. I know that, you know, Stockton, you know, granted, if we're able to advance, it's going to be a great place, a great host and all of that. It's nothing against them as hosts, but it's everything against what goes into making the decision to make us travel 2 and 3 time zones 3 out of the 4 years. And they're talking about a student-athlete experience. You know, what about Elena Coase, even though she's not playing? She's had to leave 3 out of the 4 years of her career in postseason. Asia Wilson, you know, 2 out of the 3 years that she's been playing in the NCAA tournament, having to go, 2 of them out in California, 1 of them in South Dakota. What about our kids? What about our players and our – you know, our student athlete experience. It's been just that. So somebody has to step up, and somebody's got to, you know, be a voice, because I'm tired of sitting back, you know, and taking it on the chin year in and year out. If it's our first year, granted, send us to Alaska. You know, but we're veterans in this. We're veterans. We're vets at being a number one seed. You know, at some point, you got to be rewarded for the work that you've done all season long.
Well, you said it a couple of times there, 3 or 4 times, and I certainly agree with you. If it wasn't 3 out of 4 years, that would be one thing. But it's just hard to fathom. Now, from an offensive standpoint, you and your staff decided to put the pedal to the metal offensively late in the year, and it certainly yielded results. I think it picked up the intensity on defense. It certainly helped the shooting percentages. The outside shooting got better. The inside game was better. It was a great combination. I'm assuming that you're going to keep that fast tempo.
We have to. I think it's worked for us. It's put us in a position where we're not as scoutable, because we're not playing, you know, we're not set oriented every time down the floor. We're playing fast tempo. Everybody's touching the ball. Everybody's a threat out there on the floor. And the floor is just wide open, you know, wide open to where, you know, everybody, you know, can attack. Asia Wilson can roam around a little bit more, have a little bit more space in the paint to go to work. We can play 5 out because she can put the ball on the floor. And we're just in a real good position where we've created some flow to our game. Are we going to miss Elena Coase? Absolutely. We're going to miss, you know, the beast inside. But we don't have her, so we got to keep this train moving, and that's what we've done.
Coach Dawn Staley with us here on 107.5 The Game, talking Carolina women's basketball. Once again, USC will open up the women's tournament at Colonial Life Arena Friday afternoon, scheduled for a 5 o'clock tip time against 16 seed UNC Asheville. Dawn, when you look at this field as a whole right now, the 4-1 seeds, as you mentioned, y'all played well against Connecticut. Notre Dame got one of them, and they're going to Lexington. You mentioned what Baylor has or has not done. As you just look at this, I don't know if you've had time yet. I'm not saying fill out your brackets or anything like that, Coach, but as you've looked at some potential matchups and how things shape up, do you think, regardless of how you feel about where you're being sent, do you feel like the committee with the top seeds has done their job properly?
Yeah, I think you know, the committee has a tough job, you know, no doubt. They have a tough job placing programs and, you know, trying to figure out what's the best matchups. So I think they did a great job at spreading it out and making it a competitive bracket and a competitive field. I like who we're matched up with, and I like the potential matchups. Everybody's got to, at this time of the year, has to bring their A game, and everybody's got to be on their P's and Q's and make sure that, they if they want to survive, they got to play at a high level.
And Coach, 8 teams from the SEC making the tournament, the most of any conference. And I'll tell you what's even more impressive is that there's only one that's seated lower than an 8, and that would be Auburn's 11. I know you're proud of the SEC as well.
All of that. You take that in consideration. We get the most. So I keep going back to this committee. If you got 8 teams in a tournament, you know what we were faced with. You know, as a number one seed, South Carolina, you know what we were faced with all season long. I think we were probably the number 2 rated RPI conference in the country behind the Pac-12. So you know what we were dealing with all season long. So, the body of work, speaks for itself. But I'm proud that we got 8 in, very deserving. We played a tough schedule. We play a tough conference schedule, and we were rewarded in that way.
Coach, before we let you go, I got to spend some time. I don't know if you remember, but the very first time I met you face-to-face was when I introduced you and Coach Horn when y'all were both brand-new coaches here at USC many years ago at the Tip-Off Club. And I remember doing my research, and certainly everybody knew who Dawn Staley was by then. As I've said many times, whether it embarrasses you or not, you're the Magic Johnson of women's basketball, and I mean that with the highest amount of compliment I can give you. That being said, here you are now as the head coach of the United States, and I loved the way you explained it, that this was, whether it was a dream or not, that it was in some ways for you, in your mind, preordained, and I think a lot of us can get behind that. Tommy and I kept saying we can't really overstate what this means. You've had a few days now, and again, you probably knew it was coming, but A, congratulations, and B, has it sunk in yet that you have attained the highest possible level now, really, as an American athlete, as an American basketball player, and now as an American basketball coach?
Well, it really hasn't sunk in, and probably it will sink in when we have our first training camp. But I'm tremendously honored. It's like every time USA Basketball calls, no matter if it's in a playing role, in an assistant coaching role, in a head coaching role for some of the younger teams, I'm always the first to raise my hand and say I absolutely want to serve this organization. For people just don't understand when you represent the United States, you really come together for one common goal. Nothing else enters in. There's no riffraff. There's no extra, I didn't score this amount of points. I didn't get this many rebounds. I didn't get in the game for 20 minutes. Everybody does their job, and everybody makes an impact looking at it that way. And I can't think of a, better situation to be in. I can't think of a better leadership position to be in. And I'm just so proud. I think USA Basketball, has made all of my dreams come true. And this is probably being one of the biggest, because this isn't something that I wanted to do from the very beginning of playing basketball, because I just wanted to play in an Olympic game. I wanted to win a gold medal. But dreams, when you have dreams, other dreams derive from those dreams. And this is one of the dreams that has come from me playing and being in, a culture of excellence. So it gave me something to strive for.
Besides family, who was the first person you called after you had been told that you were going to be named USA head coach?
Well, I was at the SEC tournament, scouting, our next opponent. And, Coach Borey was sitting next to me. So, she is someone that is a near dear friend of mine, and I kind of told her who was calling me. So she pretty much kind of put two and two together, and I just gave her the nod that, you know, it's official, but she can't say anything. So Lisa Boyer was one of the first people that I told.
Yeah. Well, and you named so many of the coaches, so whether they coached you or just mentored you in some way, and it was just tremendous to listen to. And again, I think back to all those years ago reading that resume, and still the one that sticks out, Dawn, it isn't the three gold medals. It isn't the gold medals in assistant coach or anything. To me personally, it's still seeing you carrying that flag for the United States. That to me kind of always represents who you are and what you mean, as I said, not just to basketball, but to sports in America. So congratulations again on the highest honor you can get as a coach. I think it's just tremendous.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, listen, best of luck this weekend. We'll be certainly paying a lot of attention, and we'll talk to you again here real soon, all right?
All right. All right, Jay. Take care.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much. That is Coach Dawn Staley, USC, USA. And I got to tell you, y'all, we'll come back on the other side and talk more about it. I wrote a note to Tommy while Dawn was talking there about the Stockton thing. Y'all, that was spectacular. She's fired up for real, and she should be.